Candace Owens mocks Democrats for kneeling photo op in kente cloth scarves. By Amy Furr on June 9, 2020. There was nothing Democrats would not do to win the black vote. Plexit founder Candace Owens said Monday when Democrat lawmakers took a knee in honor of George Floyd. Owens also tweeted video footage of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and her fellow lawmakers wearing kente cloth scarves while kneeling inside Emancipation Hall at the U.S. Capitol. The lawmakers knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which was the same amount of time former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin kept his knee on George Floyd's neck before he died, according to Breitbart News. "We are here to honor George Floyd," Pelosi said, adding, "and so many others who lost their lives and were abused by police brutality." However, prominent black conservatives such as Owens, Rob Smith, Terrence K. Williams, and Keith and Kevin Hodge have seen how the media used Floyd's death to portray America as racist, vilify police officers, and force black Americans into the role of victims, wrote Breitbart News's David Ng. He continued, "Many of today's most vocal black conservatives on social media have thoroughly absorbed the ideas of Thomas Sowell and Shelby Steele, who have been writing for decades about the damaging effects left-wing ideology can have on black Americans. Through their own personal experiences, they realize that Democrat politicians want to keep racial animosity alive in order to control the black vote." Even before hashtag Black Lives Matter, Sowell warned black Americans that black votes matter to Democrats more than black lives. "Racial harmony would be a political disaster for such politicians," he said. Monday, Williams tweeted that if the Democrats won the White House in November, "I'll honestly be scared for my life. I fear that I and many others will be harmed for exposing their lies and corruption. We must re-elect President Trump or we will be ruined and the America we know will never be the same," he concluded.